And with us this morning by phone is Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
We had a board meeting last week. And,
yes, we did.
I want to talk about a couple of things. Swing beds. Now, there's been some changes with the swing bed thing. First of all, tell us what a swing bed is and what the changes are and how important they might be.
Well, swing beds, essentially, it's skilled care being provided in the more hospital setting or by hospital services. And part of what we're looking at changing, it's not really a change. We want to do an addition. I call it an addition. But when we de-license the beds in the care center, one of the things that we have on the hospital is that all of our rooms are essentially double rooms. And swing beds usually end up staying longer in the hospital, and they tend to use more equipment. They tend to either have to have lifts or use walkers and wheelchairs and all that. And so essentially what we wanted to do is to be able to use rooms in the care center so that people can have a single room. And we have lots more room to be able to use all that equipment. So that's what we're working on right now. And that's kind of important, and it's also kind of a mechanism looking at how the reimbursement structure works, too.
Now, that had to be okayed by the state?
What we're doing is looking at it and asking the state to take a look at it, the engineers. Not the state, per se, but the engineers looking at it and saying, oh, this is a hospital side and this is the nursing home side. And so we've asked them to take a look at it. And part of one of the things that they've said that we're looking at doing is pulling over oxygen and vacuum suction over to the care center side. It has to be actually in-wall oxygen and suction.
Hence the engineers. Okay.
Yeah. So the engineers, So not very often do swing beds use it, but it's kind of what engineers worry about.
Apparently, you heard from Cook County Health and Human Services Director Sue Futterer talking about sustainable housing for seniors. How do you factor in on that?
Well, one of the things that, and I'm very appreciative of Sue actually calling a group together and asking all the stakeholders and people that are really interested in elderly housing in Cook County and saying, what do we need? Oftentimes you see groups will come into the county and say, this is what you should have. And they don't really look at what is it that we need, what is it that our seniors need, what are the various regulations, as we just talked about, regulations that we have to address. And so there have been a group of probably about 10 people that have been meeting now since January and just looking at what we need, how can we do it. I'm looking for the entire county, and I find it's been kind of an exciting process, and we're learning more and more. And some of the stuff that we're talking about is also looking at the technology that is coming fast and furious, but is really going to allow people to stay in their own homes. Why am I interested in that? Because we have home care services, and so this is how we can help people stay in their own homes and then utilize some of the services that we have available.
Yeah, I was talking with Jack McDonald Boreal and about that the home monitoring system once broadband is put in. That sounds pretty exciting for people that want to maintain their independence.
It's absolutely exciting, and I think that I've told people I've got a roll of quarters, and I'm doing bets is that if I'm wrong, but in 20 years you're going to find people staying at home more and more. You're going to have smaller care centers, smaller assisted living type things because people want to stay at home. And I think that what we're talking about now and looking at is going to position Cook County very well for the future. And I'm excited that this group of people from Sue and Public Health and Human Services to representatives from the county commissioners from the TOSCE area is looking at what can we do? How can we help people be where they want to be and be able to stay at home? That's the biggest thing that I'm excited about.
Something I didn't realize we had, not that I'm the premier hospital watcher, ophthalmology clinic. Tell me about that. Yeah.
Actually, Dr. Kevin Mueller is an optometrist with the Austin and Tracy Eye Clinic. And since last December, he's been coming up once a month to Grand Marais. He sees patients in actually on the hospital side, just because that's where it worked out. They actually brought up all the eye clinic, eye equipment and stuff like that. So he sees patients there. And all people have to do is call the Austin and Tracy office, and they have an 800 number. It's 855-580-3787. and just tell them that you want an appointment in the Grand Marais office. Now, as I understand, it's actually quite popular, and he's booking about 2 to 3 months out now.
Yeah, because I can remember a number of years ago we had a situation similar to that here, but it's been a long time.
Rita Plurd and the people with Sawtooth Mountain Clinic kept saying, we need this, we need this, we need this. It's actually worked out very well.
Hey, before I let you go, on the 14th of May, there is a strategic planning meeting. What are you going to plan strategically?
Well, what we're doing is one of the things that we have to do, and one is a critical access hospital, is we need to update our strategic plan. The last time we did our strategic plan was in November of 2010. And so we're looking at what do we need to do and what does the future, what should we be looking at and what should we be working on for the future at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. And we start that with the board, and we kind of said, this time let's do it ahead of working on the budget. That way, if we plan something, that we can actually incorporate it in our budget.
Okay, well, we've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thank you, Kimber. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jay.